Professor David Lindsay, and from new ways to capture energy from the sun to new ways to capture the gases we want to prevent capturing energy from the sun.
Tap turns on the water, see the waters flow. Acorn makes a forest, watch the forest grow.
CCS used to bring to mind Alexis Korner's old group, more formally the Collective Consciousness Society, but now it's more often shorthand for that whole tap turns off the carbon idea of carbon capture and storage, the theory that we can carry on burning coal and belching out greenhouse gases just so long as instead of them getting into the atmosphere, they can somehow be kept hold of and indefinitely squirreled away or put to good use. It's a very appealing idea, but how practical is it? Although President Obama recently set up a carbon capture and storage task force to develop clean coal technologies, there's still next to nothing in terms of commercial operations. It's expensive and inefficient. But now a new and theoretically far cheaper version is about to be piloted. So could it help to make CCS the climate change silver bullet it's always been presented as? Or are we more likely than ever to shoot ourselves in the foot? Graciela Chichil-Niski, Professor of Economics and Mathematical Statistics at Columbia University and author of The Carbon Market of the Kyoto Protocol, is working on this pilot project, and she joins us from our studio in San Francisco. Graciela, I think just 3 years ago, the then Trade and Industry Secretary, Alistair Darling, pointed out that there is no commercial scale operation of CCS on power generation anywhere in the world. Is that still the case? Are we making progress?
Well, we have over 17 years of scrubbing carbon using CCS. I think the use is not really commercial until now because it is associated with scrubbing it up from flue in power plants or refineries, wherever there is carbon emitted. So it's not really the commercial aspect so far, but it's the aspect of cleaning out the emissions that we produce before they reach the atmosphere.
And what about this?
But now it
Sorry, I was going to say, but what about this pilot carbon capture project you're working on? How is that going to advance things?
Well, first of all, it doesn't scrub out the carbon that comes from the flue. It does something more radical, if you wish. It actually takes the carbon out of the atmosphere. It takes the carbon out of air. And this means that if you have enough of the equipment that we now just building and coming up in the Stanford Research Institute in Silicon Valley, California, then you can decrease the carbon that we have in the atmosphere, and in principle, you can resolve the issue of global warming.
Now, I appreciate it is at the pilot stage, but can you just take us through how it works?
Yes. Instead of scrubbing out the carbon as it comes from the flue, let's say from a power plant, which is what CCS does, you can put one of our pilots or equipment anywhere in the world, out there in your backyard, in the middle of a park, anywhere you want, and it has two levels. On the top level, it, as the air goes through, it captures, takes away the carbon, and then it goes down, and we remove the carbon, which ends up in a pure stream. That's it. That's how it works. It's very simple. The critical thing is that it uses very inexpensive energy because it uses low heat. So anywhere in the world where you have air and heat, we can actually clean the atmosphere from its carbon.
If this is so cheap and it's reasonably efficient and you get carbon out of the air, this sounds suspiciously good to be true. I mean, is there some problem that you've still to crack about this? Is there some difficulty?
Well, we're still working on it, and the pilot is the first physical manifestation, but right now in the Stanford Research Institute, and with the collaboration of BASF, the chemical company, and Corning, that are co-developing with us, we are starting to suck carbon from air this month of August.
And what do
so
you
come,
do?
Come and watch it.
I'm not sure it competes with the Perseids, but we'll give it a go. What do you do with the carbon that you've sucked out of the air? You're not just storing it, you're planning to use it.
Yeah, indeed. You put a finger on an important issue. The CCS, at some point, became controversial because the storage of carbon was considered to be uncertain. And people were worried, okay, you store it, and then what? Does it come back or what? So one of the issues is the storage. And it's been now demonstrated by the industry, the power plant industry, and the oil industry, that in reality, it's quite safe. But what's, in my view, more exciting is that now we take that carbon and we use it for various very valuable economic uses, such as the production of fuel, the production of plastic, and feeding algae, who in turn produce biofuels or even clean water. Because algae love carbon. So here we are, we give it to the algae and they become more productive. The whole thing is better off, faster and cheaper. It's great.
Finally, and just very briefly, Graciela, this is all very positive, but is there any risk here of being too reassuring that even though we're still working on doing this viably and commercially, some people hear this and think, oh, okay, we can carry on using energy and fossil fuels like we always have because sooner or later this scientific fix is coming along?
Good point. I'm with them, by the way. I think we have to transform the use of energy, and that's why I created the carbon market that prices the expensive production of carbon, what it costs to society as a whole. I'm with you. But here's the thing. It is actually co-generating with any power source. The way we capture carbon in a way that co-generates with any power source. And it is most efficient and best when you do it in conjunction with the energy that comes out, for example, from a concentrated solar power plant, which means that it makes such plants more profitable and more competitive with coal. So in reality, this is a transition technology. By transition, I mean it accelerates the desirability and the transition to renewable energy source. So it is not a way to preserve the past, it's a way to move faster into the future.
Okay, forgive me, Professor, I'm going to have to move faster into the future as well. Professor Graciela Chichilnicki, many thanks. Over the summer, some of you have